Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Diana from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Russ and myself every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while we deliver the truth about what's really going on in the world. You don't want to miss our show. See you then.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist real agenda, seeing through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
Good evening, I'm Diana. Russ, are you there? I forgot to unmute you. Hold on a second. Russ, are you there? Good evening, I'm Diana. Russ, are you there? We are having a technical difficulty here. I see you on the switchboard, but you're not... And you're unmuted, but I can't hear you.
Let me try my phone. Can you hear me on the phone?
Yeah, there you are. I was like, what's going on? I know it's signed in. Yeah, I can hear you
now. That's weird.
Yeah,
I don't know if my audio... Let me see if your audio's coming through. Can you go ahead and say something for me?
My audio? Is it?
There we
I'm
go.
I'm here.
Okay. Can you... Yes, I think there we go. Now can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Yep, it says we're signed in, so we're here. Better late than never.
Good. Yay, it worked. Okay, we're there.
Yeah. I mean, I just figured after the week I had, what's something else? Yeah, something else to add to the fun. You might as well have a broken switchboard, too. Oh, my God.
Right.
What? Last couple of weeks, well... I'm a little groggy today, so I'm not sure we're going to do the whole show. We might just do an hour. I had to, for those of you that care or want to know, I had to go in for a medical procedure today, and, you know, they give you this stuff that I typically never take, and boy, oh, boy, I don't know how people honestly, I know we and I were talking about this on the phone earlier, but I don't know how people actually use recreational drugs all the time to stay high because... Man, oh, man, I mean, it's like 12 hours later, and I'm still feel like I'm out of it, like not just mentally quite all there. But, you know, when your system is not used to those kinds of things, it does affect you. You know, the cleaner you are, the more detoxing you do, the cleaner you are, the cleaner you eat. I mean, when you do something abnormal like that, some people are more sensitive than others, and I'm one of them. But anywho, turns out that I got to go in again for where I have to be put under. So that'll be even more fun to try to recover from that one. And we're not really sure when that's going to happen, but it's kind of annoying because it's delaying my move out of the tyranny state. But we'll just take it a day at a time, I guess. But
yeah.
Yeah, lots of... lots of spraying going on this week. In fact, my pre-NYS page and my private messages, I mean, the stuff that people have sent me just from, you know, all over the state, even all over the country, they are hammering us. Hammering us.
Yeah. Yeah, they are here too. And in fact, for those people who are following, I actually keep a daily log on globalskywatch.com. You can get to it with gsw.bz/log if you want to look at it. But we actually got biologics sprayed. Biologics is a military term, but we were sprayed with biologics the last 2 days. I'm one of those lucky few people who can actually detect those things in the air. I can tell you stories about how that's affected my life, but it really does happen, and it's very interesting. But, yeah, we got biologics yesterday. We got hit yesterday morning. If you're watching the log, you saw that. And then all through the night last night, for hours, we got hit. And, of course, after they hit yesterday morning, I actually know somebody who got sick. And that's what happens. I mean, if they hit several days in a row, it depends on the intensity. But when they hit several days in a row, people start getting sick. So I know my first person that got sick from it. So here we go. This is what they're up to. But you still there?
Yeah. It was really bad. It was really bad. I mean, and it's almost like they're mocking us. It's kind of like they put those X's in the sky. And I feel like they're really mocking us with that when they're doing that. Like, what's up with the X's?
Well, I don't know what's up with the X's, but I do know that we were hit. Dane Wigginton, who I've known for many years, who runs geoengineeringwatch.org, he just announced a series of tests, a lot of great data that he released. I have not had time to look at the data yet, but his announcement revealed that everybody, is breathing about a credit card's worth of plastic every week. And I want to look at this data this coming week, and next week I can talk about it and bring some more information. Incidentally, I'll show this on the live stream. For those who are listening, go to deliveringthetruth.com. Let me pull this up, and forgive me, I'm a little bit unprepared. It has been a chaotic day here, but let me pull this up. I have been reporting, and I'm not saying this for any reason except to just tell people that this is real. There are people who do smell this and taste it in the air. I am one of them, and I'm going to pull up right now, if you're watching on deliveringthetruth.com, on the live stream. What you're seeing on the screen right now is the list of chemtrail types that I have assembled over the years, because they've introduced many, many types over the years. And what you see here in this list is you see one type called the model cement burnt plastic. I'm going to click on it. I began logging this. Now, this says update on 2014. Don't remember when I started first experiencing this type. I probably have it somewhere in a log, but it was sometime before 2013. It was well before. It might have been 2010, 2012, somewhere around there. They started spraying this type that actually smells like model cement. It's like that glue you put models together with, and it smells like burnt plastic. And I've had other people smell it, too. I know other people have smelled it, and only a small percentage of people smell it, but I've smelled it, and it's very strong for me. I have a very, very sensitive sense of taste and smell. So here it is. The data just came out. Dane has released the data. I want to go look at it this week, and I'll bring it on the show next week, that you're breathing, according to what he said in his announcement, is basically you're breathing a credit card's worth of plastic. There's so much plastic coming out of the sky. It's basically a credit card's worth of plastic each week each human being is breathing. So I'm going to go look at this. This is going to be amazing. But I'm telling you, I've smelt this burnt plastic in the air for over 10 years. And here on your screen, you're seeing where I've done a detailed write-up a long time ago. In fact, this little edition was done in 2014. So this is not new. This has been going on for quite a while. But, boy, have they been doing it really strong since the very end of 2019. They really, really got stronger and stronger. So there you go. There's the mystery of the plastic that's falling from the sky. And while you're talking here, I'm going to pull up I'm going to pull up another page on Global Skywatch that actually has articles where mainstream news is actually talking about all the plastic that's falling from the sky. So let me look that up. I'll be right back with you.
Yeah, that's scary. Honestly, that's scary. I mean, a credit card's worth in a week? What the hell? You know, no wonder the rates of lung cancer and everything are so high. But you mentioned that with the burning plastic smell. I mean, I could smell it outside, and I was outside this morning at 4 in the morning, and I could smell it outside. You can smell it. Absolutely.
Do you actually smell that burnt plastic smell?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure. Yep. You
cool.
don't,
okay.
You know, after it rains now, you don't smell the worms anymore. Do you notice that? Like, after it used to rain, it used to smell like worms. Now it kind of smells like, I don't know, an electrical fire of some sort. And I'm not the only one who has, you know, mentioned or said that. So, you know, a lot of people.
You just said electrical fire, right?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Well, I want to pull this up. If you're watching DeliveringTheTruth.com, look at this. This is one of the newest types. If you're looking at this live on our live stream, the burnt electronics fungal type. There is the smell mm-hmm. of burnt electronics in the air. This started happening, I don't know, early 2023 is when we first started having it. I actually blog all this. And if you're looking at this, go to globalskywatch.com. I have this all mm-hmm. logged, all these different types. I wrote here, first occurrence in our area, this type made its first appearance in early 2023. It may have been sprayed prior to this type or prior to this time, but not on a regular basis. This is how they gradually introduce new types over a period of time. They usually use gradualism to kind of do that. So it's very interesting. I did not know that you actually smell the burnt smell, the burnt kind of electronic-y type of smell, too. That is another one that is just so potent in this area. And I want to tell you, most of these, I've been doing air testing, and all of these chemtrail types have particles that are so small you can't detect them with, they're below 0.3 microns. So HEPA filters don't filter them. You don't filter them, and you don't detect them with standard particulate detection equipment. I actually purchased from China this, I wish I had a camera here, I could show it to everybody, but I actually set it up and programmed it because I do embedded systems design. And I've got this little unit that actually doesn't pick up any of the chemtrail types, no matter how strong they are. But I actually said, when I wrote this write-up, I said, you know what, this is the only type out of all the chemtrail types, all of them, that can be filtered by HEPA filters. And that means it must mm-hmm. have larger particulates. Well, this particle detector that I bought from China that I've wired up to a if anybody knows what a Raspberry Pi, it's actually a Raspberry Pi Pico I have, if you know who that is, if you're an electronics person. But I have it wired up, and so it can display to me what the particulate readout is at any given time. This only reads particulates down to 2.5, okay? This actually picks up the burnt electronics. When the burnt electronics type is in the air, this thing skyrockets and starts showing, like, goes to 200, 400 and above, 500. It just starts spiking. All the other types it gives no reading, though, because this can only detect down to 2.5 micron. So that is another piece of evidence, besides the fact that none of these can be filtered except for the burnt electronics type by HEPA filters. This is yet another mm-hmm. piece of evidence showing that the size of chemtrails are below 0.3 micron except for the burnt electronics type, which, if you're at DeliveringTheTruth.com website right now on the live stream, you can see that this is the only one that can be filtered by HEPA filters. So, very interesting.
Yeah, I believe it. And for the people that are listening on the switchboard, I can see your numbers. If you want to talk or ask a question, you have to hit 1, and then you can be live on the air. And if you're just listening, you know what, that's fine too. So, I just want to mention our phone number real quick in case anybody's listening actually wants to call in live. You can be a guest call-in at 319-527-6208. and that'll tune you, put you into the switchboard with us. So yeah, oh yeah. I mean, they were brutal this week, but that. Yeah, chat room on the website.
If anybody wants to just, if they don't want to talk, you can just go to deliveringthetruth.com. We got a live chat room. I'm watching it. So ask your questions, make your comments. We'd love to hear from you. Go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
I was going to try to send you a message in that, and it told me I had to, I had to create some kind of password or something, which was kind of weird because I didn't have to do that last time.
No, I think you can do it as a guest. You have to just say do it as a guest.
Oh, okay. I was going to post the zeolite on there. People need a detox now more than ever. I mean, and it's hard to keep up. It's kind of like that theory that you said, that you have the full cup and you can empty a little bit of water out, and then you got to, you know, there's more water that's put back in, and it's kind of like a never-ending vicious cycle of detoxing your body because we're, you know, we're fighting against a really big current here with it. This isn't just eating organic or not eating organic. This is, you know, biological warfare, basically, with these chemtrails. And, you know, everybody's so worried about who they're going to bring into the election. And to be honest, this is what we should be worried about the most, in my opinion. This is my opinion. But I was all wrapped up in all that election bullshit and the politicians are going to save us, you know, years ago, and I don't believe that anymore whatsoever. I think they're all one and the same, and they're all crooks. Hate to burst your bubble out there, people, but if you really know what's going on and you're really paying attention, you might be able to see that by now.
There's a handful
and,
of people.
You know, I do have a couple of friends that are politicians, you know, and, you know, I think they really, really do try, but they are fighting a force that's much bigger than their little local election, hate to tell you. So that being said, this is really one of the biggest things that we should be worried about, because it doesn't matter who gets elected when they're spraying us to death. And, you know, I see people on my, you know, in my groups and on my pages, and they're like, what can we do about it? How can we stop this? You know, there are people that are on board to try to stop it, and they don't know what to do. And I think you kind of explained that last week or 2 weeks ago when we were on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, getting back to the plastics, I'll come right back to that in a second, but if you look on deliveringthetruth.com, I'm showing right now some of these articles, Microplastics Distributed by Chemtrails. We have all these mainstream news articles. Here's Fox talking about it's raining plastic. USGS finds microplastics in 90% of Colorado rainwater samples. Oh, really? Well, Dane is exposing the same stuff. And let's look at this. Mainstream media reports plastic just falling from the sky. So here's an article. Here's another Fox article here. Here's one from the Weather Channel. The plastics found in Rocky Mountain rain, Arctic, and Alps snow. Why would it be over there? Because they spray everywhere. They're doing this to the entire atmosphere. The Guardian, it's raining plastic. Microscopic fibers fall from the sky in the Rocky Mountains. So here's some of those other articles. If you go to Global Skywatch, you want to check them out. Just do a search for plastics, and you'll see all these articles about the microplastics that you're breathing and are falling from the sky. Then I was going to jump back to what you were talking about before, but I forgot what you were talking about. Where were you?
Yeah. Well, no, I was just talking about the need to detox, but, I mean, I'm just reading what you – oh, wait, scroll back, because I'm just reading what I lost it, the one that was put out with the Guardian. I was starting to read that on there, and you scrolled by it. But it was talking about the wildlife somewhere in there, you know, because you know that I like animals way more than people. We all know that. That's not no secret. But, yeah, I mean, it's not just us that is being affected by these chemtrails. I notice, you know, there's less birds, there's less bees, there's less, you know, even in the morning there used to be, you know, 100 birds singing at one time. You're lucky if you hear a couple of them now. So it's not just affecting us. It's affecting, you know, our entire habitat, right? I mean, 90% of the rainwater So then who's drinking that? It's and Michael, right there it is. Microplastics have been found in animals drinking water, the deepest trenches of the ocean, and the coldest reaches of the Arctic. Well, yeah. And if they're spraying on us, like you said, they're spraying it everywhere. It's getting in the water. It's getting in the soil. You know, and I had somebody say today, well, then what the hell do we need to eat organic for? Well, I'm sorry, but still eat organic. At least you're not getting the GMOs. So you're doing one thing for yourself there, you know. Of course, it's getting on organic produce. We all know that. We're not stupid. It's just you got to do the best that you can. I'm not going to stop eating organic just because they're spraying me with chemtrails. It doesn't work like that. You know, pick your battles. But I'm not into eating genetically modified organisms. Like, I mean, some of the stuff that's coming out with the fake meat and stuff is just like, oh, my God. The chemicals in that stuff is just unbelievable. You know, the natural flavors and the MSG. I mean, there's propylene glycol. I mean, all these things that are inside of this fake food. And people think that they're doing something better for themselves and the environment by doing that. Well, you're really not. You know, and I'll be the first to tell you, I don't eat meat, you know, but I don't walk around bragging about it, saying, oh, I don't eat meat and I'm saving the world. That's not why, you know, I don't eat meat. I don't eat meat because I feel better when I don't. Everybody's got different body types, and everybody can tolerate it differently. But, you know, I'm not going to die because I didn't have a burger today. But I'm not certainly going to go out and eat tofu either. You know, it's like the biggest hormone disruptor in the world. So I'm just saying that, you know, you got to use discernment with these things. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got some interesting stories. Yeah, I've got some interesting stories you might want to hear about. That people might be interested in is that we talk a lot about how the elites are Luciferians, they worship Lucifer and Satan and all this stuff, and that's a show I would love to get into that. That's one of my favorite subjects because I'm very familiar with the mystery schools, which is one of their, which is their religion. It's called the mysteries or the mystery schools, or they call it either one or the other. I know it sounds like a weird name. And it goes right along with what the Bible says about Mystery Babylon, you know, Mystery Babylon, 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 Mystery Babylon. The name was written, Mystery Babylon. You know, the blood of all the prophets were on their hands. And it's very interesting because it ties into this because this is the Babylonian mystery schools, which is the religion of the current globalists. And until people understand that, they think, you know, people who don't understand the conspiracy, the great conspiracy that we're living under right now, think that this is all a joke, you know, like, oh, you people are just paranoid, you know, these people are worshiping Lucifer and all that kind of stuff. No, this is from their own literature. In fact, there's artifacts of it on a dollar bill. Go look at the pyramid that's sitting there. And the E Pluribus Unum, people don't know where E Pluribus Unum actually came from, which I can tell you if anybody wants to know, hop in the chat room and let me know. And I'll be happy to talk to you. But here's an interesting story I thought you might appreciate, okay? Check this out. After World War II, some famous British scientists like Alexander Fleming and the grandson of Charles Darwin went to the British government and said, we need better scientific publishing. Perhaps they wanted to centralize scientific publishing so they would control everything. The British government, specifically MI6 and the British Spy Agency, at the time, owned scientific publishing. Okay, so the British government and MI6, specifically the British Spy Agency, they owned all of scientific publishing. So they joined the British and German publishing houses. Okay, so at the call of Alexander Fleming and Charles Darwin's grandson, they merged this together. So they joined the British and German publishing houses, and they took Springer, and they... Springer's a scientific publishing company. We're familiar with it because we do a lot of herbal research, and Springer's one of our sources. There's a lot of herbal research on these journals that people don't know about. So they took Springer, the publishing company, became the largest medical scientific publishing house in the world. Their first editor was Robert Maxwell. Who is Robert Maxwell? He was a spy for the British. He was a Mossad agent, and many believe he's also a KGB agent. As it turns out, he is the father of Ghislaine Maxwell,
mm-hmm.
pedophile consult of the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. By the way, the Disney CEO named his son Robert Maxwell Iger. They are buddies, by the way. So what did they call this new publishing house? They called it Pergamum. Pergamum. So what is Pergamum? Why would they name the biggest scientific publishing house in the world Pergamum? Pergamum is another name for Pergamos, and is the name of the city mentioned in Revelation 2:12 and the following. In Revelation 2 is the third letter from Christ to the believers in Pergamos, which was a beautiful and art-filled city in the province of Asia, built along two tributaries of the Caucasus River. Pergamos was a center for worship of Dionysus, Zeus, and other pagan gods. In fact, Christ, who is the giver of the book of Revelation, many Christians don't know this, but the person speaking, John wrote it, but Christ authored it. He was the one speaking the book of Revelation, makes this statement in Revelation 2:12. He says, "And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, quote, these things saith he who has the sharp sword and two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas, my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth." So Christ identifies Pergamos as the seat of Satan, quote, the place where Satan dwells, or where his seat is at. So this is the name they chose for the largest medical publishing house. There's an altar. I'm almost done with this. Sorry, it's going up so long. The altar of Pergamos, there's a famous altar. Pergamos is famous because in the ancient world it is contained a famous altar in the name of Anatoly, now Turkey. The altar was so famous that it was called the Altar of Pergamum. The Germans unearthed the altar, took it to Berlin, and reconstructed it where it now sits. If you watched the Democratic National Convention when Obama was running and speaking during his campaign, it is said by many that the stage design of the Democratic National Convention was modeled after the Temple of Pergamos.
We all know that there's a lot of that stuff going on in all of their undertones and, you know, all of their stuff that represents satanic everything, even during the Super Bowl. And, you know, there's a lot of that. Everybody knows that. So that's pretty interesting stuff. That's interesting.
The relationship
definitely.
To Ghislaine Maxwell, they would name it Pergamos or Pergamum. It is absolutely, you know, when you just start putting the piece together, it's all right there in front of your face. So I thought that was a very interesting piece of information.
Yeah, that totally is totally interesting. Yep. Mhm. Yeah, that's their favorite thing to do is the subtle signs and, you know, Taylor Swift and all the other stuff that, you know, that goes on and that people have no idea what they're even supporting in that way. So I just got a text. One of my girlfriend wants the news updates for the week. She doesn't really pay attention to a whole bunch of stuff because she's a very renowned, important lawyer. And so she likes to listen in to hear, you know, updates that are not mainstream media. So I guess if you're all right with that, Russ. But I guess there was a man that was fatally shot in the head during rush hour in a New York City subway today. I guess them bringing in those National Guard did a good idea. Would really help? What do you think? That really helps?
Well, when you spray mercury from chemtrails, when you spray mercury on everybody, we got hit real hard with mercury last night, by the way. We had a plume just after midnight that hit us real hard. That induced mercury symptoms real strong. Mercury raises adrenaline, norepinephrine, estrogen, and all your catecholamines, even dopamine. Lowers your neuroregulators. Basically, it drives people crazy, and it raises fear in people. So, yeah, so it's going to create more chaos, and we all know there's a purpose for chaos. Ordo ad Kyle.
Oh, yeah, Clifford. So here's an interesting thing. You know, everybody's talking about this eclipse that's going to be happening on April 8th. Why do you think they need to tell us? Listen to this. I guess the Oklahoma National Guard is going to have guardsmen present for the total solar eclipse on April 8th. 22 members of an elite chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear event will be housed. Residents are being urged to stock up with 1 or 2 weeks of food in advance of the event. Communication facilities could become overloaded, possibly making cell phone calls difficult. For a four-minute eclipse, and they've shot this information out to other states too, saying be sure that you're stocked up for 2 weeks worth of food, avoid unnecessary travel. I don't know. I've never heard of such a thing when it has to do with an eclipse. Have you?
No, I haven't. But we may be having an EMP one day in the future, so maybe we're all leading up to that.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what they're trying to literally prepare us for here, because that just doesn't – the whole eclipse thing just really doesn't sit right with me. I don't know. I mean, they're saying, you know, a million people are going to flock to some of the cities where you're supposedly going to be able to see it the best. Okay. I mean, Jesus.
Well, how about this? On Tuesday, House of Representatives Chip Boy introduced a Let the Injured Americans Be Legally Empowered, which is an acronym for LIABLE Act. The LIABLE Act would dissolve all federal immunity and protections for manufacturers of COVID-19 vaccines and will be retroactive once passed. Chip Roy's LIABLE Act will, quote, prohibit any federal law from making the manufacturer of a COVID-19 vaccine immune from the suit or liability or limiting the liability of such a manufacturer with respect to claims for loss caused by or arising out of or relating to or cause or resulting from the administration to or the use of an individual of COVID-19 vaccine or for other purposes. This bill, of course, according to some like Karen Kingston, was not really needed to sue or criminally prosecute Pfizer because Pfizer violated numerous laws outside of the EUA, the Emergency Use Act. Pfizer is not protected charges of committing attempted battery assault murder with toxic agent and or weapon, nor is Pharma Giant protected from defrauding the American people from engaging in a lying spree and malicious propaganda campaign. Lying is not a covered activity under the Emergency Use Act. So, if this passes, can you imagine what will happen? What do you think?
Lots of chaos. Well, look what happened in, back in 19, I can't remember if it was 84 or 86 when Ronald Reagan signed that legislation and that you can't sue a vaccine company for any kind of injury or go after them. So I don't know. I mean, how many people are dead from this COVID vaccine? How many people are having chronic health issues now, blood clots, autoimmune, cancers. I mean, the list goes on with this. You know, this was a death weapon, period. This was part of their agenda to, reduce the population. And if you ask me, it did a pretty good job, for what it was worth. Not enough to their liking, I don't think. So now, we got to bring the measles back. That's the big talk now. It's like, really? Come on.
Have you heard about the mRNA?
Yeah.
Have you heard about the mRNA food labeling bill which failed to progress through to Utah, but Utah's trying to pass this bill. February 13th, this is from Sasha Latipova. She's a great researcher that everybody should be subscribed to her Substack. She says, I attended the presentation of a food labeling bill, HB 0549, in Utah legislature. The bill was sponsored by Utah Rep. Trevor Lee and is proposed and proposed labeling of the animal products from animals that had received genetic vaccines. The transparency to the consumer is extremely important for the products that are produced by animals treated with these poorly studied injections. The key issues with human COVID shots include their inherent toxicity by design, false regulatory statutes as vaccines, and their status as EUA countermeasures, devoid of consumer safeguards, severe adulteration. So there's all kinds of problems with these. The proposed bill was not accepted by the Utah legislature. It was defeated by an embarrassing show of paid influence with not one person speaking against referring to human health risk. So with all that we know about the human health risk from these vaccines, not one person spoke against it, not even about the animal health risk or the risk to the environment, but only the money this regulation would cost and even meat hesitancy, if you can believe it. So this is Sasha Latipova talking about this bill that failed in Utah. But, don't you think we should know what's in our...
Yeah, that's a shame because, honestly, with Utah, I mean, they have some of the better legislation out there, you know, as far as, you know, some of the other states. So I'm actually surprised but not shocked. You know, nothing surprises or nothing shocks me anymore. So.
Yeah. I guess we shouldn't be surprised, too. Have you heard about the new life expectancy figures that have come out, too?
Oh, is that with or without the vaccine, Russ? If you don't have your vaccine, you're going to die. Hurry up. You better hurry up and get it.
Well, it doesn't. Yeah, with transfection, it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore because you've all been exposed. Everybody's probably just about everybody's been exposed now through transfection. This is something that I talked about back in 2019 when I did a talk show on I did a talk show back then talking about this. Because it's right in the Pfizer documents. But basically now we have a headline talking about the new decline in life expectancy. This is because according to people like Steve Kirsch and others, researchers, Ed Dowd, there have been literally tens of millions of people who have been killed by the vaccine, according to these people. And so there's no shock to us to see that life expectancy is statistically is decreasing. And here's a quote. It says, as life expectancy at birth in the U.S. decreased for the second consecutive year from 78.8 years in 2019 to 77 years in 2020 to 76.1 years in 2021, the gap between women and men widened 5.8 years, and there's a reason for that gap. It's largest since 1996 and an increase from a low in 4.8 years in 2010. This is all fine and good. This is not fine and good at all. This is all horrible. But the truth that this is coming out is fine and good. But I believe that the life expectancy was decreasing long before this, but it's been covered up because the census numbers have not been accurately reported to the public. And I actually saw an article on this. But go ahead.
Yeah. I digress with that one because the census is a bunch of bull crap and we know it. Yes, that's a bunch of bull crap. The whole census thing, it's like, stop it. You know, there are people that are voting that are dead. So don't tell me that the census is correct too. I don't know.
Yeah, I actually saw an article on CNN's website when I lived in Jamestown. I didn't capture it because I was going to come back and get it because I didn't have good capture software, so I was going to get some. When I came back, it was gone, never found it anywhere again. It was a professor from an Ivy League university, I do not recall which one, I thought maybe it was Princeton, had actually done an article saying that the census numbers reported, I wrote an article on this, by the way, the census number reported by all the nations that he studied are dramatically higher than what is the case in reality. That population was already dropping, but the numbers being reported to the public were false. This was a study that this professor did. Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people come back to the argument and say, well, if they're trying to kill the population, they're doing a horrible job with chemtrails. And my comeback to that is that, do you really think they're reporting the numbers? Do you think that they would actually try to depopulate if they didn't control the public perception of the numbers? These people are way far ahead of the public belief. And we had this conversation before we did the show today, right? About how, you know, they are far ahead. They play the public like a violin because they plan these things years in advance.
Yeah, sure. Hey, do me a favor. Send me that, text me that article on the Utah thing.
Okay.
I want to post that in one of the Utah Freedom groups. There's a couple of them that I'm in. So send that to me whenever you think about it. But so anyway, anywho, moving on to more news, because Lord knows there's enough. Oh, gosh, I just cannot with all of the stuff going on. But, yeah, hey, there's if you don't use castor oil, get hexane-free castor oil. It's supposed to be fantastic for, like, skin, face, and hair. Make sure it's cold-pressed. But I got to tell you, I started using it on my eyebrows, and this is totally off any chemtrail subject or anything, but I started using it on my eyebrows, and my eyebrows literally are filling in. So that, and I've been using beef tallow as a moisturizer on my face, and a lot of my fine lines, of course not the liver lines, but a lot of the fine lines from spending too much time in the sun when I was a kid, are fading. So there's definitely something, I think, to that castor oil and that beef tallow. Just make sure that it's, you know, organic beef tallow, but has to be refrigerated after it's open. But I'll tell you, the skin, my skin on my face is, like, super soft. I've been using it for about a month now. So just words of advice. And, of course, you know, get on that zeolite and the greens, too, because someone was squawking to me yesterday about the cost of salads. I said, oh, my God, I know. I mean, those little five-ounce containers that you buy, the organic lettuce, it's like $3.49 now for one of those. You could eat one of those in one sitting. For real. I mean, I typically do.
Yep.
I just cut it up and make a big salad. But so I'm going to start supplementing with those greens more because it's just too expensive to eat that. Plus, I feel like, you know, if you put them in a smoothie or just drink them with water, I think they're more bioavailable than having to digest a whole salad, too, because we're really not – we don't have the best digestive systems for salads, you know. I'm talking about whole lettuce. You know, it takes a while to digest that, honestly. Not like fruit. Fruit's just digested in a half an hour, but lettuce, especially if you're mixing it with other things, you know, can kind of sit in the gut and ferment. But anyway, my point is go to hopehealth.thegoodinside.com. So it's hopehealth.thegoodinside.com. That's on our website, too. And I order their greens because they are grown in a greenhouse. They're protected from the elements. They're all non-GMO, all organic. And, yes, they are a little bit more expensive than something like Amazing Grass, but I'll tell you, they taste better, and the nutrient value is much better in them than Amazing Grass. And I think Amazing Grass was actually sold out to one of the Montecero companies. Don't quote me on that, but I think that I saw something about that. So, anyway. Yeah.
Well,
other news.
What's that?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go, boss. You're the boss.
No, I mean, I wanted to mention the whole TikTok thing going on. They want to shut TikTok down. Now somebody wants to buy TikTok. You know, I personally, myself, I don't do TikTok, but I do see a lot of videos that come through from TikTok. And, you know, it is one of the only, only platforms that you can share things that, you know, don't necessarily get censored and shut off. So for them to shut that down, you know,
it
kind of
makes sense, doesn't it,
Diana? Oh, of course it does, yeah, especially around this time of year. But, yeah, yeah. So if they're going to get rid of that. I personally don't think TikTok is a great influence, especially on young children. That's just my opinion. I don't use it, but I don't think that, you know, again, it should be shut down. And, you know, even the stuff that's happening with your old group and my old group and stuff still getting removed to this day. And it constantly puts me in a 90-day shadow ban because of that, you know, because they're still taking crap down from 3 years ago in my old free NYS group. I'm like, really? You guys are still at it. So they're going to hide. I mean, they're just going to hide as much as they can. And that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I can't even post to my log, the daily log where I post the largest crime against humanity, where I post chemtrails,
uh-huh.
the spraying of us all, that I sit here and I'm smelling as I sit here and talk to you, and I'm tasting in the air, and it makes us feel horrible and gives us headaches and body aches and heart arrhythmia and all kinds of symptoms.
Mm.
I can't post a link to it on Facebook anymore because Facebook now says that they don't permit it because it's spam. I even had somebody today that asked me to share the link with her in private message. And so I did that, and they wouldn't permit me to send it through a private message. So a link to my
uh-huh.
chemtrail log is now completely blocked on Facebook.
Yeah, and that happens a lot with a lot of things in Messenger where it doesn't work and you have to end up emailing it and whatnot. But I want to go back on the vaccines for a second. I read a really super interesting article about this, you know, the vaccines causing sudden death, infant death. I couldn't quite get that word out. SADS, basically. Sudden adult death syndrome, sudden adult infant syndrome. And they were talking about how when we had the lockdown for that period of time and parents were not taking their kids for their quote-unquote well visit, which I think is a joke that they call that a well visit. Stop it. You know, you're going to inject your kid with poisons, basically, when you're going. But they were mentioning that the TDAP or the DTAP or whatever it is, DTAP, TDAP, tetanus, and then the other one I think is DTAP. I don't know exactly what that stands for. I forget. My brain is a little bit foggy, but was the first developed over a century ago, and it was tested in iris orphanages. They recently discovered mass graves of those early test subjects. So it was killing people, you know, over a century ago. Since the TDAP has hit the market, physicians around the world have observed waves of infant death syndrome right after that they've taken the vaccine, along with other side effects. And we know that we had, you know, Elizabeth on the show a week ago with her son that was damaged by that vaccine. She talked about it for an hour. And it was in 1986 when they got rid of the, where you couldn't sue a vaccine company. But here's the most interesting fact about that. When the COVID lockdowns were going on, vaccine safety activists, they predicted that the lockdowns would lead to an unprecedented drop in infant deaths since kids were skipping their vaccines. And that ended up to be exactly what happened. And it was reconfirmed by infant deaths dropping in Florida after the pandemic promoted many parents to begin to not vaccinating their children after they saw that, you know, first of all, they survived because they didn't go in for their round of shots. You know, their kids weren't dead. And second of all, less injuries and less sudden infant death syndrome. So in my opinion, and this is my opinion alone, sudden infant death syndrome is a result of vaccine or vaccine injury. Just saying.
Yeah, I've actually got an article about that on Orbis Vitae. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. But, yeah, there's a ton of information that's come out that's showing that SIDS is actually a vaccine. Let me see if I can pull it up here real quick. There it is. Let me put it up on the stream if you're watching at deliveringthetruth.com. Here it is. Sudden infant death syndrome. Many parents have been prosecuted because of this. It's actually a vaccine reaction, and they blame the parents for this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your kid flipped over in bed or you had a pillow in the crib. Stop it. Stop. God designed the human body, and even in an infant, designed the human body to know that you're not going to suffocate yourself. But that's just my opinion. Okay, it's kind of like you have a really hard time drowning yourself. Okay, you have a really hard, on purpose, unless you go out into, the roughest waters that there are and get stuck by an undertow. But trying to drown yourself in a bathtub, instinctively, it's an almost impossible thing to do, right? So I'm not buying the whole SIDS thing. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. I don't think kids are being suffocated in a pillow or turning over and putting their face in a mattress. It is vaccine injury, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all coming out. If you're watching the live stream on Delivering the Truth, I've got a tweet here from a 12 years ER nurse who actually said, every SIDS case had a well visit within 72 hours of their death, every single one. That's what she saw.
Yeah,
yeah,
actually, who put that article? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all. Go on.
No, that article that I was just reading those points from, it was actually Judy Mikovits that put that out. It was on Telegram.
Mm-hmm.
And, we all know that she's been pretty much spot on, and, she shouldn't have to go into, hiding and witness protection program if she's not telling the truth somewhere there. So, threatened to be killed, look what happened with that guy with Boeing. Everybody knows what's going on with the airplanes. This past week, there's been how many airplanes that have either lost landing gear, spewing fuel out of the back of the airplane. There's been a dozen or so incidences. Well, guess what? When I used to work in the airlines, not only did I not see chemtrails spewing out of the back of airplanes, there was anything mechanical. The amount of time that I spent in the airline and hotel industry, I can maybe recall one incident. So and this is just my opinion again, because, it's my show.
Yep.
And it's your show, and we're allowed to have our opinion. I firmly believe that they are doing that on purpose, too. Why do they want people to be scared of traveling? Do they not want people to travel? So, you can be locked in your house, you're not allowed to travel. Oh, it's too dangerous to get in an airplane. But you can't travel by car if your car is not electric, right? You got to be careful because you're going to, suck all the green out of the earth if you have a gas car. So I'm just saying that it's just bizarre. There's just so much. And if you don't see, if you don't even have a little bit of suspicion, then you have got to crawl back under your rock and stay there forever, because you're never going to get it. It's just like the people that are still driving around with a tampon on their face. Stop it at this point. Just stop. Have you not learned anything in 4 years? 4 years yesterday. 4 years. That just is 4 years, right? Am I right? 3 years or 4 years? No, it was 4 years, right? Yesterday? I think it was 4 years. 2020. Yeah, 4 years. That this has been going on, and people are still wearing diapers in their car by themselves. I mean, I just look at them now and shake my head. I'm just like, it is beyond help, dude. It is beyond help. So there's definitely something going on with the whole airplane thing, though. It's not normal at all. Of course, not much is normal anymore. So.
Well, here's a couple short things. We're getting hit with a chemtrail really bad right now. For those who don't know why you have sudden headaches or nausea or your hands and feet get cold, they're hitting us really hard right now, and this is what happens. Heart arrhythmia is a big one. These chemtrails just steal magnesium from you, which actually is a side effect of venom peptides. And this is there's a reason why there's a snake around a staff. The staff of mercury is the symbol used to represent modern medicine. But that's another conversation. So, criticizing gender policy in the EU will soon be a crime. I'll just give you the headlines. Anything you want to talk about, let me know. We know that leukemia is now up 37% in the last 10 years. Well, folks, guess what? Mercury causes leukemia. We know this scientifically. Chemtrails contain mercury. So, there you go.
Well, chemtrails are not the only thing that contain mercury either. Mercury fillings
Well, yeah, but the thing is that everybody's breathing the air. The thing is that mercury exposure, probably the single largest source of mercury exposure these days, I believe, is chemtrails. Maybe not for every individual person who has a mouthful of fillings, because you are getting direct exposure through off-gassing from your fillings. But everybody's being exposed to mercury. Dr. Marvin Herndon did the study that shows how much mercury. It's not just mercury, it's lead, and it's arsenic and cadmium also, and other things, bad things that have been found in it too. And I'm telling you, you don't have to believe me. People don't have to believe me if they don't want to. But when I had my fillings removed, I had every health problem, which I had severe health problems, went away within 3 months, most of them within 24 hours, 85% within 24 hours. I was Superman after 3 months. I never felt so good in my life. I had no health problems. It was amazing. When they started spraying, all my mercury symptoms started coming back, and I told my business partner, Laura, I said, you know, because of what we know about the different metals and what the symptom sets are, there can only be one logical conclusion to all this. Mercury must be in the chemtrails. 17 years later, Dr. Marvin Herndon did a study showing that chemtrails had the same signature, the fallout that he collected and did multiple tests, metal tests, that showed that the fallout from chemtrails had the same metal signature, the same ratios of cadmium, lead, arsenic, and mercury. Cannot be a coincidence as coal fly ash. And that's where the conversation began back years ago, that chemtrails must contain coal fly ash, because how else could you have that same ratio of toxic metals in the fallout of rain that he was collecting? It didn't make any other sense. So mercury exposure, my mercury, I mean, there's other things too, because they're spraying more than just mercury now, of course. The stuff we're getting hit with right now has four different components to it the list I showed everybody at the beginning, which I'll put on right now. Here we go. This is at Global Skywatch, where it has all the lists of the different types through the years. There's the Morgellons type, the mercury type, the biologic type. In fact, talked about biologics before. But my mercury symptoms come back when they hit this, when they hit us with that particular type. It has a particular taste, and it has a set of symptoms that are identical to what I had when I had my fillings in my teeth. Mercury causes leukemia, and leukemia is now up, 37% in the last 10 years. No surprise, because everybody's exposed now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's bad. Yep, it's bad. And, of course, they're in the vaccines, too. And I'm sure it was in the COVID vaccine. And you had how many millions of people pumped that poison into their body and are still doing it. still taking their boosters for the greater good.
There's been doctors all over the world who have tested the vials of COVID vaccine, and they had all kinds of metals from mercury to cadmium, all the same thing, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, in all kinds of different amounts. There was no uniformity to it. They were just contaminated randomly.
Yeah. It's crazy. So let me ask you this. In the chemtrails, do they put iron in the chemtrails?
It's very possible that there's iron in chemtrails. If you look at rainwater tests, I could pull up a rainwater test that I have done here, but we have a whole collection on Global Skywatch of lab tests that people have sent in. Drinking water, rainwater, blood tests, dust tests, soil tests, other types of tests. And let me look up, I'm going to pull up right now the rainwater test that I did back. It's like one of the first ones posted. Here it is. And everybody can look at what's in it. Okay, I'm looking for it. Yeah, here we go. Whoops. Here we go. I'm going to put it on the stream at Delivering the Truth. There it is. If you want to look at what's in there, what do we have? We've got aluminum, arsenic, barium, cadmium, chromium, copper, lead, mercury, selenium, silver, thallium. We didn't test for everything because it's expensive. But, you know, we found not all of those appeared in this, in huge amounts, but some of them did. Aluminum was very high. Aluminum was very high. Mercury, look at that, 0.2 micrograms per liter. 0.2 micrograms per liter of mercury in the water in rural Maine.
That's above the. But they were all worried about it being in thermometers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So at that, speaking of the weather modifications, I just had a notification come through that I follow this one Telegram channel says that there's a dangerous tornado in Ohio with damages reported to multiple homes. Those are the kind in Ohio? They don't hear too many hurricanes in Ohio, or not hurricanes, tornadoes, as a general rule. So there's no weather that's off limits anywhere now, is there? Because of this crap.
Oh, absolutely. I've got to hold a wet washcloth in my mouth when I'm not speaking right now because it is intense right now and it is really hurting us. I'm telling you, it's hurting me.
Yeah, you guys really get up in your area too.
Yeah, I mean it's unbelievable that this is. It's unbelievable.
I know.
There are no words for this. Disney CEO states that half of their characters will now be LGBTQ or racial minorities.
Well, you know, they started that a long time ago, you know, with that stuff and their political correctness. There wouldn't be a day in my life where I would take a kid to Disney. No way. No way. I mean, they're one of the biggest human trafficking organizations, too. So I know people hate to hear that because they love their Disney, but it is true. LGBTQ, yeah, so they normalize this stuff for these kids because now, you know, Disney is going to be advertising that. So if Disney says it's good, it must be good. Just saying.
Well, here's something for you. I personally got a notice from Binance, which is, I believe, the largest crypto trading platform in the world, I think. They will no longer be servicing people in the state of Maine.
Wow. How come?
They don't say. They say, the only thing that they said in their note, they actually, here's what they said. I'm going to pull it up. Due to regulatory developments in Maine, Binance.us will suspend operation for Maine customers and close all accounts. This is for crypto traders based in the state of Maine on or after April 29th. According to our records, okay, that's about me, we kindly request that you withdraw all funds from Binance. Failure to do so by April 29th will require us to remove your account, and we may be required to begin the process of escheatment, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, to the Maine Department of Revenue. I think that's where they take your money and give it to Maine. So whatever money I
think
that's what that is.
Are you sure that's legit?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
This came from Binance. And they go on and said, rest assured your assets, yeah, this came from Binance, rest assured your assets are safe and crypto withdrawals will remain fully open until April 29th to ensure you have ample time to securely access your withdrawal of your crypto and your funds. However, after this date, you will no longer be able to access other Binance services, including trading, staking, potentially withdrawals. We strongly recommend, this is in bold, that you withdraw all crypto and or USD before April 29th. And
wow.
So it goes on. It says, what this means to you. There's a whole bunch. You know, prepare for this change, what you are required to do if you have staked crypto, if you intend to deposit crypto, if you have USD, which are U.S. dollars in your account balance, if you have crypto. Let me see okay, can I continue to use Binance? We know how important it is for Maine residents like you to be able to access our services. We encourage you to direct your questions or concerns to the Maine Bureau of Financial Institutions. If you are a Maine resident and wish to conduct a formal complaint, please submit a formal complaint form online here or by mail to the Maine Bureau of Financial Institutions Consumer Outreach Program, 36 State Street, blah, 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 blah. What happened next? We're actively working with Maine regulators to ensure a smooth, customer-free wind down that is in full compliance with state regulations. So there you go. All of us people who trade crypto in Maine, who are on the what I think is the world's largest exchange, are being absolutely, what is the word you want to use, messed up by the state of Maine.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not surprising, though. Again, not surprised, but not shocked. That's a shame. So I guess you got to get on that. Get your money out of there, buddy.
It's right. Horrible because if people, I mean, fortunately, crypto is up really good right now. Crypto is in a huge bull market run right now.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that works out. At least it's not a horrible disaster. I mean, what if it was down and you're being forced because of some? So they don't really tell you. They just said it's something to do with they said it in here somewhere. They said it has to do something with some kind of policies in Maine. And they don't tell you what it is. They just say it has to do with some new developments in Maine so you can file a complaint with them, and that's all they can do. Otherwise, we're going to take your money and send it to the Maine government for you. Good luck.
Oh, yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised if it's not just going to be Maine.
Yeah. Well, Maine has another thing is they are now unleashing tons and tons of money. I'm trying to find this this article here to house. Oh, here we go. 16 attorneys oppose the totalitarian bill turning Maine into a sanctuary state for minors' transgender procedures. The bill would shield medical providers in Maine from liability for sex changes surgeries on children coming from states where such procedures are illegal. In other words, if you're in another state that's illegal, you can come to Maine and have it done. So I'm trying to scan this for the important stuff. The proposed legislation, LD 227, or an act called an Act Regarding Health Care in the State, shields sex change surgeries and abortions in Maine, limiting investigations, law enforcement actions, and extradition while allowing lawsuits against out-of-state parents opposing a child sex change operation in Maine. Supporters of the bill, such as Planned Parenthood and LGBTQ legal advocates and defenders, say it will protect Maine's medical burden, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. So Maine is just really, really flying left hard.
Yeah, that's a shame because they used to be, you know, somewhat protected there. But I gotta mention this. A friend of mine on Facebook posted a receipt from a restaurant in Toronto. And the restaurant, listen to this, they ordered a lasagna, some kind of scallop dish, and then they ordered 9 ounces of some kind of wine, 2 spritzers, which were waters, and then a terror masseuse and two nightcaps, right, on their bill. Came to $155. The tax was $16. They left a $34 tip. And the bill came to $209 for this. But on there, they have a carbon tax. So I guess Canada put in a 2% carbon tax on all of their receipts at their restaurants. So there's a $3.04 charge for a carbon tax. Not optional. That's not optional. That's literally on the receipt.
And the carbon tax really does nothing but make the rich, corrupt rich, richer. That's all.
Of course, we all know that's going to Bill Gates because he's helping with all the, he's helping with all that. So he's going to save the world.
You know, CNN did a big article on chemtrails this week.
Oh, by saying that there are lines in the sky were contrails. Don't worry, they're safe.
Yep, I'll pull it up on the on the live stream, deliveringthetruth.com, if people want to check it out. But before I show that, here's another thing about Canada, since we're talking about Canada. If passed, Bill C-367 could land Christians in jail for quoting the Bible or expressing a faith-based opinion. The problems are found in Canada's bill that would make it illegal to reiterate parts of the Bible, stripping away the good faith defense for what is deemed by the state as hate speech or anti-Semitism. Explained in the report, traditional Christian practices such as celebrating Christmas or attending church service, of course, celebrating Christmas is not, it's traditional Christian, but it's not really Christian. Christmas is not Christian. A lot of Christians are waking up to that, thankfully. The idea of decorating a tree, you know, with gold and silver and all that, that has to do with some pagan ceremonies that have nothing to do with Christ. Although scholars believe Christ was born either on September 11th or 28th, those are the two best dates that people have, like Bullinger says, I believe 28th is what his is. And there's a reason why things happen on September 11th, because they like to desecrate his birthday. But that's a whole other conversation. So traditional practices would be considered crimes that carry severe penalties, in quotes. The procedure is simple. The changes in the law would remove a defense to hate crimes that allow statements that individuals genuinely believe in and were merely expressing religious teachings from the Bible. So this is what Canada is doing because by amending the criminal code to eliminate you expressing your honest religious opinion if it's a Christian opinion. So there you go.
Yeah.
There's the Canadian government's.
Not surprised at all. You know, I mean, you can't, we all know that you can't, put the Lord's Prayer on Facebook because they'll take that down. So, doesn't surprise me at all. But look, go ahead.
No, go on.
We'll have to wrap the show up soon because we didn't do any commercials today. So, I forgot to do the commercials.
Well, listeners get a bargain today, but if they look at deliveringthetruth.com, they've got the CNN article right now that says the truth behind those white streaks trailing behind jets in the sky. And I just want to tell people who watch this, I've gone to all the links here. Those lines are called contrails. Go to this article from CNN Travel. It's a lie. They're not contrails. We know they're not. There's been testing done on them. They're not. They don't. They are not contrails. They are not harmless water vapor. They contain really bad stuff, and we know that. According to the University Corporation for Atmospheric Research, saying the same thing, here's what the science actually says. You know, scientists are flying planes and clouds to make it snow. This is an expertly written article that is lies from the pit of Tartarus. Horrible, ridiculous garbage, and they link to all of the same, all of the same 10 things that have been ever written that look like science but are really just propaganda to try to make it look like this article is really telling the truth. Do you know? So here it is. If you want to go read it, it's a very well-written article. I hope people aren't fooled by this. You know, it really, they know how to put propaganda out. They're really, really, really good at it. But I hope people aren't fooled because it's just, just a bunch of lies. So there it is. CNN talks about chemtrails. Now, why are they publishing it this time? Because chemtrails are getting so much airtime because of all the information about plastics falling from the sky and heavy metals falling from the sky. Where is it all coming from? We know where it's coming from.
Right.
And we know it's being done by military jets, okay? We know, yes, passenger jets have trails behind them too, but there's a reason, because military is controlling the fuel. So much we could talk about. I could talk for hours on this stuff, but I know we got to wrap the show up pretty soon. But there's the chemtrail story from CNN on deliveringthetruth.com. You can see it right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course they're doing that. Anytime that people, too many people start to catch on, because there are more people catching on, to this, no doubt. I mean, like I said, even on my free NYS page, you know, and that's been around for a while, it does well. I don't know why they didn't shut the page down when they shut the group down, but they didn't. And there's a lot more people that are starting to question there now, like, well, what are these things? What is this? You know what I mean? And it's a window of opportunity to tell them what it is, you know, gently and easily, of course, to start out with. But, yeah, I think that more people are catching on to this, and so now they're going to have to do their dirty deed, you know, just like they have to cover up whatever else it is that they have to cover up. I mean, even with all of the, like, I want to go back on that airplane thing for a minute. That was all over the news, that you know, with these malfunctions and that, and then of course, NBC comes out and they're experts, quote unquote, saying that there's no need to worry about traveling on planes right now. I mean, it was just like 48 hours after one of the big incidences that they had to come and they had to say that. So, yeah. So you know that, you know, anything with mainstream media, if they are telling you that, then do the bipolar opposite. But the whole interesting thing in about those Boeings is there was that whistleblower. He came out and he was talking about it. I watched the video on Telegram. He was talking about how, you know, this is being done on purpose. You know, that there's never in his history of his career been any of these kind of problems. And what happens? He turns up dead less than a week later. And, of course, mainstream media comes and tells you that he committed suicide, which we know is a whole load of shit, because he even said in his video that if something happens to me, you know that it was foul play and it wasn't, you know, anything that I did. I mean, he said it right out.
Yeah, well, talking about jets, if you're looking at the deliveringyourtruth.com live stream right now, you'll see some real colorful clouds. We have an article on Global Skywatch. We have got video, a whole big collection of all these colorful clouds that you'll see. Here they are. Now, if you'll notice something about these clouds, look at these. If you'll notice something about these clouds is that they're not your typical rainbow. They're actually skewed towards the higher frequencies, that is the blue and the purples. Okay? Where do we see those kinds of colors? This is the first common sense clue. If you go and see this, here's a spider web that's caught all these colors. Notice the greens, the blues, the purples. Why is it not a typical looking rainbow? Well, we know scientifically why it's not a rainbow. And let me read you a couple sentences that explains why. It's right here. And, of course, it just scrolled away as soon as I let me find it.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. The rainbow effect. Now, when you watch these colorful clouds, everybody says, oh, it's so beautiful. Look at this. It's not beautiful. It's poison. The rainbow effect observed in oil spills on water. Remember when you spill oil on water, it has that rainbow, but it looks purpley and bluish more than it does red and yellow. Often referred to as oil slick rainbow, tends to be shifted towards shorter wavelengths. Okay, the blues and the purples are shorter wavelengths. the reds, that's why red is called infrared. You can go to infrared, which means below the red, or you go ultraviolet, that's above the violet. Because violet is the high-end, high-frequency end. It's a little counterintuitive because you think red would be high-frequency, but it's the opposite. Anyway, so they tend to be shifted towards shorter wavelengths. That would be the blues and the purples. This phenomenon is the result of thin film interference, as explained earlier. The interference of light waves produces different colors depending on the thickness of the oil film. In the case of oil on water, the thin film of oil typically causes constructive interference for shorter wavelengths of light, such as blue and violet, and the destructive interference for longer wavelengths, such as red and orange. As a result, the colors observed in the oil slick rainbow are often skewed towards the blue and violet end of the spectrum. Look at these clouds. Are they not skewed towards the violet end of the spectrum? Now, to put the candle on this cake, check this out. I have been writing, here's the list of chemtrail types. This is one of the longest-lasting types that I have written about right here that I'm highlighting, called the model cement burnt plastic type. Model cement emulsifies plastic. I believe what they are most likely doing in the distribution of this plastic in order as a delivery mechanism is they're dissolving it in some kind of petroleum emulsion. They're distributing the plastic this way, and this is why we're seeing those rainbow-colored clouds, because of the petroleum distillates or the ketones that are mixed in as a distribution model for the plastics. This is a perfect explanation for why we're seeing these petroleum oil slick clouds with the colors that are skewed towards the higher frequencies, the blues and the violets and even the greens, because of the oil film, the thin oil film that causes the right kind of refraction in water that changes the rainbow in those directions. This is why I smell intense. Right now, in fact, we're getting hit with it right now as I sit here. I have to put a rag over my mouth to breathe the air. It is so strong here right now. It is unbelievable. But I call this the model cement burnt plastic type. And I believe the model cement portion that I can smell in the air, it's subtle to most people can't smell it, but many people report it online. I've met people who can smell it. This model cement, I believe, is some kind of a petroleum or near petroleum product or synthesized product that is used to emulsify the plastic for distribution. That's my hypothesis anyway, and it makes sense. But this is the explanation, the best explanation that I've ever seen, because these clouds that are skewed towards the higher frequencies have not been around forever. They started at the same time. I was in Maine when they started. And I remember when I started tasting this taste and smelling this in the air, it was the same time exactly that I started seeing these oil slick rainbows at the same time. Not a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because of what I just said. That is the logical explanation for what is going on, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. So we got to wrap the show up because Proof Negative is going to be on next for his three-hour show. So, yep, if you want to be a guest on the show, get a hold of us on our website or on our Facebook page. It would be good to start getting some guests again. I hadn't been working on that with, you know, so many other things going on, but it would be good to have some guests on the show again. What do you think?
Yeah, whatever you want to do, boss.
No, stop it with the boss thing. Stop it.
I know, you don't like it when I call
it the boss.
Diana doesn't like when I call it the boss. I like calling you the boss. You are the boss.
I don't like
your
it.
Show.
How about we call you the boss?
I'm just lucky to be here. You're the boss. You're the brains of the operation.
Yeah. I'm just glad you're here. How's that? All right. So delivering the truth, exposing the lies. We'll be back next week at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sure that there's going to be a lot that goes on in that week, too, because, oh, Lord, have mercy. It's going to get really interesting, especially as this quote-unquote election comes closer. Yikes. It's moving fast. The agenda is probably moving faster than I ever thought it would have. I was talking about that with somebody on the phone yesterday. I said, after 4 years ago, did you honestly think that we would be here? I mean, yikes.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, I say, you're going to see things in your life you never soon that you never thought you'd see in your life. It's
no.
coming soon.
No. Yeah, just talk even the time. Stuff that's going on in Haiti, and it's just absolute freaking nuts. So hang in there, guys. All right. Russ, I'll be talking to you on the other side. Thanks for tuning in. You can listen to all of our podcast, our radio shows on freedomizerradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, on Apple, on iHeartRadio, and on Rumble.
Yes. On Rumble, too. And on deliveringthetruth.com. If you want an easy place to go to, just go there and you can see the Rumble live stream.
Yeah.
Right, boss?
Okay.
Right, boss?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, employee. All right, you guys.
Hey,
have a good. Have a good night. Don't ruin anybody's lives for the week, and you know, and stay strong, and stay alert.
Stay safe.
Good night.
Stay healthy.
No.
Good night,
not
everybody.
Stay safe. No, stay safe. I hate when people tell me that. Stay safe. Get your vaccine.
Well, stay
your
safe from
stay
the lies, because we're delivering the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Exposing
yeah.
the lies. So
stay
that's,
smart.
That's
don't
why.
Be stupid. Stay
yes.
smart. Don't be
well
stupid.
Said.
Have a good week. We'll talk to you
have
next
good week.
Week. Good night, Al.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night, Boston. Bye.
Bye.